All right, welcome back to another Safety Man podcast with your host,
Corey Jones, safetyman.co. I'm here with Anthony Eat a Hoagie.
What's up?
What's up?
So, yeah, you can guys check us out on Twitter at Eat a Hoagie and at safetyman.co. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Hit the sub button. Help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Drop some comments. Drop some likes. Let us know what you think. Give us some good ideas. We'll go for it. And you can also check us out on your website,
safetyman.co, and smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, seriously, just smash it and tell us what you think. All right.
Yeah, we love the comments. We respond. We reply. Some of these podcasts that we've done came from your user comments.
That's true. That's actually true. True story. All right. So what do we got? Here we go. Halloween, man. So I thought we'd do a little safety Halloween. Trick or treat edition. A couple of minutes, we'll talk to people. And if you guys ever have ideas, well, a lot of these have come from you guys. So make sure you subscribe to the channel first off, and drop comments down below. But you know, we'll answer the comments. So if you say, "Hey, why don't you guys talk about this or discuss this?" We'll do it. So Halloween's coming up. If you have young kids or you have family members, then obviously you want them to be safe. So first thing I'm going to say is this. I think this is the biggest myth out there. I don't think people are giving out drugs and Halloween candy. I don't think that's happening.
Drugs cost too much money to be given away for free, don't they?
I always see that. Like, you always heard that myth growing up. Like, check your candy because there's probably drugs in there. I'm like,
or razor blades.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge myth.
Yeah.
But here's what I wanted to talk about. A couple safety things to talk about was going around the neighborhoods. I think the biggest thing is kids walking through the streets. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, like, safety-wise. Just paying attention to the area that your kids are in, because they're running through the streets and, you know, people are on their cell phones. It's recording. Where's my cell phone? Yeah, but no, people are driving through the neighborhood. Their wife's texting them because they're not home yet. And you got kids running out in the streets. I think that's probably the number one safety tip, is if that your kids are going to be out, especially they're wearing masks.
Yes.
They're running through the neighborhood. They're not looking at cars. Their peripheral visions are completely changed and scattered because of that.
Exactly. So I'm the pain in the butt dad. We went out group trick-or-treating, and I had this 3M reflective tape, and I put 3M reflective tape over everybody, even the one dad who tends to drink too much when we go out trick-or-treating, so I put reflective tape on him too, so cars could see them all over the place. And the kids, I made it so they couldn't see it, but everybody else could.
Yeah.
So, you know, 360-degree surveillance, everybody could see those kids walking around with that 3M reflective tape.
Yeah, and some of that 3M reflective tape's not bad, like that, like silver, black, so it just looks normal in the light.
Yes.
But then in under shine, it's real bright. And even putting it on the bags, yes, like that. And last year, what my kids had that I thought was kind of cool is that they had these like flashing, and they thought it was cool. And I was like, okay, well, for me, it's a safe thing. And two, when my kids are in about a group of like 35 kids down the road, I can see them. They had little flashing wristbands.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They were like $3 or something, and they lasted for, you know, 2-3 hours. And they thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I was just like, all right, that's a safety
Amazon
thing. It was just like, I don't know what they're called. If I find them, I'll drop them in the description.
Yeah,
here.
Please, because I'm going to get them.
Yeah, it was just, all it was like a trick-or-treat light-up band or something it was called. And it just flashed a little bit. It had made different like LED colors. And that's all it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, just something like that makes a huge difference for your kids going out. I would say the other thing, too, is if your kids are going to go out in a group, make sure that at least someone in there has a cell phone or some way to contact. You know, explain to them that, you know, they don't want to go into somebody's house.
Right.
That's a big thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, if someone says, oh, come on in, you know, we have candy inside. You know, you don't want the kids doing that.
No.
Getting too exposed to anything crazy in someone's house or what the hell is going on there. Those are more dangerous situations than being worried about getting drugs in your thing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever given away marijuana or razor blades. That's something that happened in the 80s. I think there was documented cases, because I actually researched this. There's like 3 documented cases in the early to mid 80s where someone put thumbtacks or razor blades in candy. Hasn't happened since. I can't find any reports of it since. What we do in my neighborhood is the parents get together and, you know, we have hot tea and hot chocolate, you know, and we walk around with the kids. You know, some of us need more safety tape than the other ones, you know. So, you know, there's parents and they're out partying, they're barbecuing, they got coolers, and they have haunted houses. But the parents are there, so the kids can go in that haunted house, because my wife, myself, 4 or 5 other neighbors, we're standing there, and, you know, you make eye contact with the neighbors, you know, you make that little, you good, we're good, everybody's good, and they go inside, and everybody's good to go. You know, I'm afraid to go in the haunted house, because, you know, I don't like them.
Yeah. But I think the other reason that parents like to check the candy, though, is like I like to check because I want to steal all the candy that I want out of there first.
So what's yours? What's your favorite candy to take?
So I like to grab a couple Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
I like to grab those. I like Crunch bars.
Love the Crunch
bars. I'm a chocolate. I'm not a sugar guy. Like, I'm not a candy guy. I'm a chocolate guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Crunch bars, Kit Kats, Snickers, Reese's, man.
I'm a chocolate guy, too.
Okay.
But as far as candy goes, I also like, Nestle's Crunch. You didn't get that, did you?
What?
I'm a chocolate guy.
Oh.
But okay. As far as candy goes, if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny. So I'm going to keep this job, right? But yeah, you have to check it without the kids watching you check it because if they see you jacking all their stuff.
So if you want to tell your kids that you're checking it for drugs,
yeah.
You could probably get away with it still using it that way.
Because, Al-Qaeda and candy, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, because I saw a thing now about like edibles. Like people were saying, like, oh, you got to watch out for like gummy bear edibles. I'm like, first off, who's giving out like loose gummy bears?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who's giving out loose gummy bears first off and putting them in your like kid's bag?
Yeah.
You know, they come in packages. So, like, you know, no one's putting in edible loose gummy bears into your kid's bag.
Yeah. Doesn't that cost money?
Yeah. Those things are expensive.
It's hard to get, especially in New Jersey. You got to get like a medical marijuana ID card, right? They need to go to a dispensary.
That's a whole nother podcast explaining that. I don't even know. It's complicated. But yeah, so I wouldn't be worried about that if you're the parent that's like, oh, you know, people are putting I don't think people are putting drugs in there. I'd just be more concerned of making sure like your kids are illuminated, that they can be seen. You know, cars are going everywhere. It's like you said, people aren't paying attention. Kids are wearing masks, and you know,
go with them.
Yeah,
and go with them.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. And maybe you'll get some free candy. Put a mask on. You'll get some free candy too. They won't know the difference. They'll think you're a big teenager or something.
I act like one.
You know, yeah.
So, why wouldn't they?
So anyway, just a little Hollywood, idea there just to throw out there about some, different things about Halloween. If you guys have some good tips or ideas for yourself or things that have worked or maybe instances you've ran across, please drop them down below in the comments. We'll always discuss them. But have a safe, happy Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays, so I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, last topic of the night.
We got another one?
Yeah, last
one.
Wow. All right. I know. Here we go.